I could really have an Irish home. And matter of fact, what I do when I have English visitors or American visitors here, we don't get many Americans, but English visitors especially. I'd sit them down out here and I'd just tell them about this kitchen, and then I might recite Padraig Colum's poem, the old woman of the roads. I don't know if you're familiar with, because it describes this kitchen perfectly. Describes about the fire and the turf and the cloth and the dresser and everything else. And it's a lovely poem. And I've had, on more than one occasion, women actually have tears in their eyes. You know, think of this old woman at the road, she begging for something. And she looking in. So this place, which is so primitive to us, which to her had everything you could possibly want. You know, it's a wonderful poem. It goes well for this. In fact, somebody said to me recently, they said, you obviously set up this kitchen to suit the poem. I said, no, the poem to suit the kitchen, which of course it was. Yeah. I have school tools now especially. They wouldn't be familiar, of course, with anything like hand washing. It would be all dishwashing, that is, a washing machine they have nowadays. But I would actually show them this washboard here. And I'd have an old towel there, and I'd throw it in here, and I'd start washing it and rub the soap in it, and actually give them a demonstration of washing. And it fascinates them. In fact, some of the kids, even the young fellows themselves, want to have a go, no go. You know, so they love it. Something practical. Because years ago when I started doing school tours first, I'd bring them around and form and start telling them about all the various things. And the group walking after me. And of course, one of the first three or four in the front of the line could see what I was talking about in the first place. And they'd be jostling one another, fidgety. But now I do something different. I just show them one or two things. I ask them about their... do they have mobile phones, and of course all the handset that they have. And I said, well, what do you play your music on? They tell me all about the CDs that are iPods or whatever. And then I bring them over and I show them the early telephones. And some of the first ones go back to the 80s. It's a beautiful skeleton telephone there from the 1890s. And some of these, you know, these hand ones, like these candlestick phones and things. Show them those. So they were the kind of phones that initially. And then I just showed them the ordinary dial phone that we had ourselves up to. They're still available in some houses.